Varuna Loka, the predominating element is water. Now, what is the predominating element in Swarga Loka?
Swarga Loka.
Yeah.
There is air is there.
I see. Air or fire?
Fire. Yeah.
Because in Surya Loka is of course fire. Surya Mandal. And then what about Moho Jano Taposhutta?
Oh, manasik, sukshma sari.
But there must be some sthula sharir also.
Of man. Man is also sthul. Man, buddhi, hankar, chita, all mahatattva are all sthul.
Now, don't you have, a living entity has two sets of bodies. Sukshma sharir and sthula sharir. Now, until and unless he goes back to the spiritual sky, both the bodies will remain, unless he becomes a ghost. With a ghost, it's only...
He can go to Swarga Loka, Brahma Loka, Tapa Loka. In Prithvi and all other Loka.
Now,
according to some rules, kothao bayu sari, kothao kushu, kothao kushu, kushu. Brahma Loka te jokhan jabe sukshe sari te ja. মন বুদ্ধি অহংকার চিত্ত ভোগায়ত শরীর সেখানে এই গ্রস ফিজিক্যাল বডি যাবে না যেরকম হতে কর্ণাদ্য সাই বিষ্ণুর নিকটে তে জিজি ওখানে তো কারণ সমুদ্র মানে কি ওই বিমুখতা কারণ জীবগুলি আছে তাদের ওখানে তো সুখ খাই স্থূল দুটাই শরীর কিন্তু আছে আত্মগত শরীর আছে কিন্তু পটেন্সি মধ্যে আছে তার কোনো জিনিস প্রকাশিত না এই জন্য নির্বিশেষ ব্রহ্মের তাকে বেরিয়েছেন এইরকম বলা কথা কথা ওইটা বলা হয়েছে এখন এই সবগুলি বিষয়ে বেশি আলোচনা আমাদের করবার নাই মোটামুটি আমরা জেনেছি যে আমরা এদের এটা স্বরূপ নয় এখন আমাদের প্র্যাকটিস করে দিয়ে ভক্তি নিয়ে আসতে হবে তারপরে যেখানে আমরা যাব সেখানে আমরা বুঝব যে সে কি
মানে করে বুঝতে পারছে না
একটু বুঝিয়ে দেন
Maharaj is saying that, did you understand the causal But he's saying that when one goes to the causal, you know, current, like in the causal ocean, right, then he doesn't have, a living entity doesn't have either the gross or the subtle body. Then he has the causal body. And the causal cause is actually aversion to Krishna. So then the living entity has only that covering, right? And then Maharaj finally said that that's why it is, it's better to have just a basic understanding, not to delve too deep into this subject. When we go into those regions, we'll understand what it is actually.
We should do bhakti. And we have some adhikar in bhakti. Karman neva adhikaraste maa phaleshvara. In bhakti we have fruit we give Krishna. We can do bhakti. In any state, whether we are kami, krodhi, lampat, papi, in every stage we can do bhakti. And when bhakti comes, it purifies that person. And all used to do pranam there. When bhakti, nikrishta vyakti, pastu madhyam, jivar madhyam hote pari. তাকে উঠে একদম ব্রহ্মার নমস্য বানিয়ে দিল এমনকি ব্রহ্মা হয়তো নাইও পেতে পারে আর এই জীব পরিস্থিতি এরকম গোপ কুমার went to Brahma and Brahma knew that he is more superior than me. When he went in Dwarka, Uddhava and Narada were telling each other that this Gop Kumar is superior than us both. But they did not tell to Gop Kumar this way, but knew that what have is his friend of Krishna. We are not friends. he reached there, then he went. So we have organs that a Brahma cannot possess or possess. He can possess because he is our root guru. But it may be that every Brahma will not have that. We may be a sevika of Krishna as gopi. Brahma may be as an associate of Vaikuntha Narayan. Especially we have come under guidance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have some asha of hope that we are the persons of Guru.
Acha Maharaj, is every Gaudiya Vaishnava Rupanuga?
Every. But every person is not Gaudiya.
No.
His guise of Gaudiya Vaishnava.
No, but those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are Rupanugas.
But I fear that whether in hundreds and thousands, 1%
oh, yeah.
is Gaudiya or
not.
Whether they are imposing them to be.
Yeah. Now, so that implies then that every Gaudiya those who are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, their mood is Gopi Anugatte Krishna Seva.
If they have.
Yes, no, I'm talking about those who are. You see, like the reason I'm asking, because I have the main question is actually a little different. So then, what about those who are in Nityananda Prabhu's life? Those who are in the followers of those who are coming from Nityananda Prabhu's line or Advaita Acharya Prabhu's line.
I think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come up to give that anarpit chair praying Ujjvala, and Ujjvala is Gopika.
Hmm. Yes, yes. Oh, because
so
of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes.
Some may be of friends, some may be of Vatsala, but especially great number is of this.
Yes. Like
because
for example,
I'm giving an example. Once I requested Krishna Das Babaji that Babaji, I want to see to hear the song that Sri Rupa gave. He flatly told me. I only sing the kirtans of Sakya Bhava. He likes Sakya Bhava. Yes, flatly told. So, maybe us in our Gaudiya Vaishnava, like Srivas, he was in a mood of Narada. Anupam, he was in a mood of
Rama.
But yet they were Gaudiya Vaishnava.
Now what about Dadar Gopal in Nityananda Prabhu's
ashram? They are called Sakha.
The principal mood is Madhurya and they are the supporting moods.
They have come down, descended from there. But I think that the new generation don't want to be like that. Do you want?
Yes. No. Yes. No. What I meant is, I understand. I understand. What
we
you
don't
mean.
Want
right.
to follow Abhiram Goswami.
Right.
And all this. We want to follow only Rupa Manjari,
right.
Ruti Manjari, Dhamma Manjari.
Yes. Yes.
The persons of that place, they have come to play only and to give this thing. And all four rasas are subordinate to and helping, in helping him to that Madhurya rasa. But that Madhurya is opposite to Vatsalya. Vatsalya is opposite to Sringaras, but it is helpful. If there is no Vatsalya, like Yashoda calls Srimati Radhika in her house to cooking, and there Krishna comes. And in front of Yashoda, they become shy, they are silent. And when out of Yashoda's sight, they meet, and there thus rush so high. Matthew.
Dandavat Maharaj.
Show mercy to me.
Oh, my gosh, we're merciful to have you staying in our building for so many days.
Are you either
lucky?
And I can sit here.
No. We are friends like God brothers. You have gone anywhere else?
No.
Very busy, very busy.
Yeah.
I wanted to have darshan of you going there, but I was unable to move.
Now, how's your health? Better?
No, better. I think better. Okay.
We hope you'll be giving us some pravachan.
After doctor's advice.
Oh, yeah.
We shall have to go tomorrow for my teeth and the after 14 for heart.
So, where is he going for teeth?
India.
Spend more time here. You are Guru Sevak.
आपके साथ ज़्यादा सत्संग करना है, लेकिन
ठीक
मंदिर का सेवा थोड़ा
जरूर जरूर पहले वो किस
माफ कीजिए
नहीं ठीक
When did you come?
महाराज जी से भेंट नहीं हुई
थी अभी अभी नहीं हुआ
नहीं दो तीन दिन पहले
हाँ आज दोपहर को भी हुआ था
डेढ़ घंटा है वैसे
हाँ
ठीक है बहुत लाइफ ग्रुप में हम लोग बातचीत कर
रहे हैं tomorrow I have to go out in the evening. But I don't want to miss seeing you, hearing you. So I had two ideas.
And also. They have tried to meet Krishna in alone. Hearing the melody of Bansi, have they prayed like this? They are prayed to be simply a dashi.
It does not mean that it is Sringaras. But Krishna cannot play with anyone who is not good, and not with all other gopis. Only those who have not gone in the sangha of their husbands, no child, nothing, then it is parkinous. So it is not parkinous. They should come in gopi shape and having the idea like Lalita Vishakha. Then it will be parkinous. Kubja wanted to meet Krishna. He has done effort also. She has meat also, but it is not parkinous.
So they are older. These cowherd, these Brahmana ladies, they are older, they have children, maybe.
But they have the society of their husbands. But these gopis had never any society with their husband.
No sangha.
No.
Association.
No association at all. They were Brahmins. There is a Brahmin lady in Krishna Leela also, in Braja. Purnamasi. Her hairs are white. She is not Parkibhav. Was she in Parkibhav?
Purnamasi, no.
She was Guru. One lady also, she had not been married, she was in Vrindavan and in association of Krishna, who
Madhu Mangal's sister,
lady, okay. जाओ वृंदावन में जाओ हमने बताया एक प्रश्न का उत्तर नहीं दे सकती प्रश्न का उत्तर दिया तो फिर कैसे हो नंदी मुखी यू नो सिस्टर ऑफ मधुमंगल यू नो शिवाज ज्योति Shivaj Dhuti, she used to try to meet Radha and Krishna. She sometimes to Radhika and sometimes to Krishna. You know? But she has no parki. But she knows everything.
She is Dhuti.
She helps to meet Radha and Krishna. If she was in Gopi, she was Gopi by birth, she could participate in that verse. Otherwise, so only no Brahmin lady, because people will tell that Krishna is so and so.
So?
So and so.
Yeah. Improperly acting.
Marjada. Marjada, you know?
No. Jal.
Marjada.
No. Marjada. Appeal. reverence that path of reverence.
Krishna is the respect for Brahmins and Brahmin ladies. So, actually there were lot of parpiyaras. They were Brahmin ladies. They have the association of their husbands. And they can obey Krishna. But all gopis cannot. For Krishna service they can disobey Krishna. But these ladies cannot.
Mm. Gopis.
So there are so many. Chao, bas, theek hai. I have so many.
Yes, yes.
Dear Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. I am writing this letter as a fallen soul crying for help.
We cannot read.
If you reject me, I don't think I have another hope.
How you know that I am rejecting you? Why you think so? You should not think. It is unfair to me. Unfair?
Unfair?
It is unfair for me. Injustice in my favor. You are doing.
So often you glorify my friends who come to you as possessing Guru Nishtha. In fact, you have said that this is their qualification for advancing further. But I, a lost soul, am experiencing and have experienced a problem. I am seeking your shelter. Just after I first began chanting Hare Krishna, more than 23 years ago, in 1968, without knowing any philosophy, I somehow felt there was a problem in our disciplic succession. I never mentioned this to anyone. Many years later, in Mayapur, I heard the name Sundarananda Vidyavinod in a book that he wrote. One devotee had read this book and had immediately left ISKCON. As soon as I heard this name and of this book, I was attracted.
What book?
I don't know the name, but by Sundarananda Vidyavinod. When I heard the name of this book, I was attracted and very frightened. I felt I should never see this book or I would be in trouble. I never told anyone of this. In my Prabhupada's presence, I never was pure enough or open enough to ask him anything very deep. But I love him deeply and owe him everything. He saved me and I can never give up his service. But even with him, my dearmost well-wisher, I have a problem. Almost from the beginning of my involvement in ISKCON, I thought that the external, the vidhi, was emphasized too much. I saw...
What? Too much emphasis on just external...
External. Vidhi.
Outside activity, not inside.
I saw so many of the devotees as superficial and materialistic and even cruel. And I thought the external emphasis of achieving big things even it was to be given to Krishna, attracted such kind of people. And also, I see in my Guru Maharaj's books sometimes, like in The Nectar of Devotion, there are so many mistakes. We emphasize our books so much, and this is so disturbing. Then about 2 years ago, I was sitting with someone, and he strongly criticized Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our disciple.
Who
were you?
Who that did so?
At that time?
Huh?
The person's name?
Huh?
Who was Satyanarayan?
Satyanarayan.
At that time.
Satyanarayan, who is Satyanarayan? He is your translator?
Yeah. He strongly criticized Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and our disciple succession. I didn't have the knowledge to defeat him, and I even admitted I had a doubt. Since then, I had prayed for forgiveness so many times at the feet of my Prabhupada and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada for hearing these offensive words. But in my heart, although they are oceans of mercy, I feel always despondent because of this offense and the other offenses I carry. My Guru Maharaj almost always would call me Burijan Prabhu. And I'm thinking that I am carrying this offensive mentality from my last birth. When we were at Bandirvan, you spoke... You spoke about how Sri Jiva received a chastisement from Sri Rupa for criticizing a Brahmana, but how actually he was acting as a real disciple must. You then said, if one doesn't do that, he is not a disciple. Those words pierced my heart and my position was clear. I want to be Radhika Dasi, and I am not even a disciple. I am a so-called big leader in ISKCON, and people accept me as guru, and I am not even real disciple. This is my plight, most fallen and seeking your shelter. When you spoke in Bandiravana, Krishna from within allowed me the privilege of knowing that I must reveal all this to you, and my hope was your merciful glance and shelter to get rid of this offense sitting deep within my heart. I think I have carried this for many lives. I have tried to take shelter of you since I have heard that criticism of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. And you have kindly always placed Guru Nishtha in my heart. But I must now tell you openly of this crack in my heart and beg you to mend it. Truly fallen, yet somehow aspiring to be a servant of Radha and Krishna. Burijan Das.
Appearance of your Gurudev in Vrindavan, you. He told me the same word that you are telling. Parivesh. परिवेश का क्या है? Circumstances come.
Yeah.
That something which is nonsense, we know, but yet we have to support. So he was telling me at the last time that I have done so many. Something
which I should not have done. But I have done. For the sake of preaching, for the sake of our ignorant disciples, I have done so. So, you should excuse me for this one. And you should tell our God brothers to whom I have done so. I have said that they have not done any bhajan. They have not done guru seva. But I have told it. But in a special circumstance, to encourage my disciples who do not know Bhakti, so that they may do prasad preaching.